the day that I found his poetry, nobody knew about this poetry. So mom don't know about it. Dad don't know he's writing. So I found this poetry in a box. And I was just kind of cleaning up, and I found this poetry, and I started reading. I was like, wow, you know, I don't know these things, you know. So I learned about this person through the poetry. And I said, wow, this is really good. I think you should do something with it. And he's like, what? I said, well, you do what people do with writings. You publish them. And so I think his first piece that we did, I actually sent it to a newspaper for him to get it in the paper. And then I ultimately sent it. I learned to the public eye, sent it to the public eye. I think that was the first time he saw it in print. And then I said, why don't you make a book? And he's like, how? I said, okay, well, let's just make a book. And so I sat down, typed them all up. And as he could see the development, he could see it coming together. Then I think he really saw the impact. But only after he published the first book and people who were incarcerated got a chance to read the book, because 100 copies were donated to our county jail. And people that he knew in that lifestyle that he had come from began to write him and say how much the book inspired them to do something else. I think he got it at that point.
How big in terms of
I think I'm his biggest fan. A friend of ours, yesterday we were all on the phone together, and he said to us, he said, you are really balance each other. You're two extremes, but you can bring each other to account. And I'm his biggest critic, and I'm his biggest fan, I think.
Does it ever seem awkward, or just maybe inspire a lot of debate, that you're, you know, now sitting on the city council, on county board,
I know.
And he was, you know, he was there for public comment.
It's always a kind of awkward feeling, but he has his own thoughts about things, and sometimes we have to debate those things out. So sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. Or I've watched him at city council and I'm at home and I'm going like, oh, Aaron, you are way off base, you know. So he'll come home and I'll say, oh, I don't think you should have said that, you know. So we, you know, we do that, and I think it's healthy in our case, because both of us are so interested in good government and working things out so that people can benefit.